our camp staff. We look forward to hearing the reports from them, what the Lord is doing at Peniel Bible Camp, and we're thankful for the partnership that we get to have, not just financially, but in prayer and also going and participating. And so we're looking forward to hearing about how the Lord has been using them and the ministry there. So let me just pray, and then I believe Jessica's going to come first, and we'll hear about the ministry at Peniel. Father, we're grateful to you for your love to us. Thank you so much for this missions month, the opportunity for us to once again be reminded of our task here in the Columbus Westerville area to be missionaries, to be sharing and making you known. And we're thankful for the partnerships that we can have with folks that are in different areas. Fortunately for us today, it's here in Ohio, but even in other parts of the world, Lord, that we can be partners with them in the gospel. We can pray for them faithfully. We can give financially. We can assist and hold them up. And so we ask, Lord, that you would continue to stir within our hearts that desire to know you and to make you known. I ask that you would bless this service, allow us to be encouraged and be informed in how we can be more effectively in prayer for this ministry at Peniel Bible Camp. We thank you so much for it, and ask, Lord, that you would bless our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, Miss Jessica.
Hello, good morning. I want to say I drew the short straw coming up first, but that'll be a height joke. Not fair. Really excited to talk about camp and what God has been doing. We've had obviously a lot of changes this year as we implemented, you know, the wall and how that affected our program. And I have to say, as a just kind of an outsider and then as a counselor, it worked really well. So God is really good in just allowing us to change some things and allowing the program to run smoothly. And it's very exciting to see just the steps coming in place to be able to move us to where we're wanting to be. And so it's coming together. Pastor gave us our outline ahead of time. I don't know if you knew this. So what is our focus now? Our focus, or for myself, after summer camps and ladies' weekend, which went really well, is now turning into some of the administrative stuff. I am focused on keeping a shadow copy of bookkeeping, and Ken has been very helpful in training me, and so we're working together to figure out how to implement two different systems and learning how to organize it, and I'm learning it for the first time, so I appreciate his patience and guidance as he's been helping work through some of those things, and I think it's coming together. I'm learning it, and it's making sense for the most part. And I think it's all very well. It's just the pieces are slowly coming together. So that is my main focus right now. I just started, just kind of, I guess, personally, helping out at LifeWise Academy in one of our local schools at Fredericktown. So I did that for the first time last Tuesday, and it was really fun. I being at camp and in ministry, it's so easy to have this, my ministry is mostly to Christians, to church people, and to the church, which is amazing. It's where my heart is. But it's different not being in the public world and at my job where I was, you know, easily sharing the gospel with people. And I've missed that. So this LifeWise Academy is helping get me, you know, among unchurched kids and in the community. So I'm really, really excited about that, to give me, you know, another connection to the world and being able to give the gospel in a different setting. So you could be praying for that. I jumped ahead. That's the third point. Sorry. So that's LifeWise right now is my focus. I'm also substituting at Northside and at Mount Gilead Christian Academy in Mount Gilead. And I really enjoy doing that. So that's kind of where I'm at with the actual aspects of what I'm doing day to day. And then what God is teaching me, that's point number two. God is teaching me that his timing is best and perfect. being in this transition for, it's been several years now of kind of in this waiting pattern of things are going to change and things are going to grow and you're going to learn. And I have been bit by bit and piece by piece, and it's been added slowly. So, of course, I just want to get to, you know, where we're at, and I want to get to, you know, wrap my arms around the whole thing and understand it all. But God doesn't always work like that, and it's piece by piece, and it's, you know, you have to wait and trust his timing, and know you're going to learn this part of it first, and the rest will come. So trusting his plan and knowing that he's in control of it and he's guiding me step by step is a good lesson to be learning. And that leads me to how you can pray for me. We'll pray for patience and pray that I will learn what he's giving me to learn at this point and not keep looking for what's coming, but just being content in this moment. And you can be praying for the outreach opportunities, like I said, at LifeWise. Be praying for our staff as we are implementing a lot of new things. We're moving away from OBF-led directors, so our staff is going to have more meetings together. So pray for unity, pray for a communication, pray for just God to move among us, that we could have just a tight-knit love for one another. Of course, we already have that. Half of us are family, so we have to. but we, you know, just that sense of we're in this together. We have this common goal, common focus. And so I can't emphasize that enough. Pray that would be our drive, that and then whatever else we face, whatever challenges we face, God will be glorified and we'll be in it together. So that is my request for you, to pray for us in that way. Thank you so much.
We must be going in height order. I don't know. Because I'm next. I echo everything that Jess just said. I'm going to take this and now add my own sense to it. So what is my focus this time of year? I broke it down into four categories of focus. The first one is camp. This time of year, we're still very busy, if you've been up to camp lately. Still a lot going on. Our calendar is full, praise the Lord. We've got rental groups coming in. We've got family retreats, fall retreats, school camps. We've got a missionary family coming to stay. We've got personal retreats. So we're still very busy trying to keep buildings clean, keep everything as in good working order. It's not time to winterize buildings yet that need to be winterized. So still very busy. I want to talk a little bit about ladies' retreat. We had 110 ladies. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful weekend. We had beautiful weather. We had excellent teaching from the book of Hebrews. Our speaker did a fantastic job in just briefly teaching us some small tips on how to be a Bible scholar, how to study God's word, and how to look past just, okay, I read it, check the box, I'm done for the day, but how to really dive deep and how to take God's word and apply it to our lives, taking into contextual clues and all sorts of and just things that you wouldn't necessarily think of that have been brought to our attention, and it was a great blessing. Of course, we had great food, we had great fellowship. My role at the ladies' retreat and couples' retreat, I'm going to call it background support, right where I like to be. I always prepare the mixer activity for Friday night, so all these ladies show up, and lots of them know each other and lots of them don't. And so I like to come up with a little icebreaker activity. It's always fun to try to come up with something that's not going to make anybody feel uncomfortable, like, oh my word, I have to talk about this with somebody I don't know, but also something that's kind of fun and thinking out of box. So we did that. One of my favorite parts of working at camp is doing the hospitality. I think that that's been a passion of mine for a long, long time. Since I came to camp, I love doing hospitality. So I get to do the speaker cabin for all of our summer camps and all of our fall retreats, for our men and boys retreat. And so what that is I'm just setting up the usually lakefront one. If we have a family coming, we'll use an A-frame. And that's setting up all of their bedding and towels and washcloths and a hospitality basket for anything they might have forgotten, maybe a sewing kit or, you know, toothbrush and toothpaste, things like that. And then I leave a little gift bag in there for them just with some snacks and just a thank you card, because I'm certain all the time they've put into preparing to be there with our campers is substantial, and we just want them to feel welcome. And then I also like to put together a coffee bar for them. It's probably like me just being like, this is something that I would want. So I like to put a coffee bar in there with different creamers and sugars and stuff like that. So I really like doing that. And that's something that I was able to do for ladies retreat and do it one more time this year for couples retreat. One of my other favorite things is decorating for fall. So all of the straw bales and mums and pumpkins and gourds and things like that around camp. The kids come around and help. Josh is a huge help. Especially lifting the straw bales. And so we go around and decorate camp as a family, and the kids love doing that. So we handled that. And then just putting out little hospitality baskets around the restrooms at camp for ladies' retreat, we have found that that has been very beneficial and has just been a little added touch for the ladies, just something special. And then this year, because we, being Jess and I, wanted Kim to be able to be free and clear to go be on Gigi duty, we took on a few of the things that she had to do so that she could go and just have baby snuggles, which was right where she wanted to be. So one of the things Kim asked me to do this year was the Friday night snack bar, which is awesome, and I had a great time doing it, but I was a nervous wreck that I didn't make enough. She said, set your eyes on 75% of the total, just based on the fact that not all the ladies are going to come down to the Friday night snack bar at the rec hall. And I had more than enough. I had plenty. It all turned out very well. So that was great. Also, this time of year for a lot of the rental camps, I will run the camp store, help out in the snack shop. I'm an excellent mixed drink pitcher washer. So that there's my background support that I like to do. For any of the incoming missionaries or pastors' retreats, I'll do the hospitality and bedding and all of that for their cabins. And then continuously, I don't know if y'all have looked at the weather for the next like 2 weeks, I am still watering the annuals at camp faithfully. Lots of times of the week, and trying to keep everything alive. And that this is going to be an interesting rainless next couple hot weeks. So I'll be out in the flower beds a lot. So that's for camp. For family, we are in our 7th year of homeschooling. We use BJU. We do the videos for the girls, and then I teach Paul. Paul's classroom is about, I'm going to go with 15 feet from the treadmill. And that is an excellent thing, because when we take a break between classes, he can run on the treadmill. Or if we're doing flashcards, he walks on the treadmill while I flash the cards to him, and it's great. We just started co-op, and I was the teacher. Bella and I are teaching a music class this year. We're teaching hymns to the kids. And then I taught an Ohio State history class. We've got our extracurricular activities that we do as a family, taekwondo for Audrey and horses for Bella and swim for Paul. So that keeps us hopping. For church, obviously, you all know this already. If you wonder where are the McFarlands on Wednesday nights, we're downstairs with Tack, which we really enjoy. I think this might be our third year. I don't know. I'm looking at the Smiths going, is this the third or the fourth year? I don't know. And so we enjoyed being down with the teens on Wednesday nights. And once a month, I love going downstairs and teaching children's church, which today is one of my weeks, so we'll be crafting away down there pretty soon. And then praying for you all. It's also a great blessing to be part of the church family and to be in prayer for you and for the prayer requests that you bring before us. The last focus this time of year is community. We participate at our local library in a homeschool book club, which my kids love, I love. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to get to know some homeschool families that we don't know, and also make those connections with other people in the community. I have one particular homeschool mom that I'm praying for. I'll talk about her in a second at the during How Can You Pray For Us, and just walking her through truth. She's searching for truth, and I'm hoping to help her through that. So what am I learning? My family is going to giggle a little bit at this, but the very first thing I wrote is to be flexible. My personality before moving to camp and being a teacher in a public school for 16 years, you can't really be, I mean, there's not a lot of flexibility. Your schedule is very rigorous. Your requirements are very rigorous. The paperwork that goes with it is very rigorous. And it has to be just so. Coming to camp has taught me a great gift, which is to be flexible. A lot of times when we have a group coming in, we don't know what they need until they get there. And so they might show up and they have this schedule of, we'd like you to run the store at this time, or we'd like you to run the zip line at this time. And we have to say, great, how else can we serve you? So that has been, that's been wonderful. Also to ask for help, something naturally does not come easily to me. And there have been plenty of times where I've said, I will not be able to achieve all of the things that I need to get done on time if I don't ask for help. So I'm learning to ask for help. To prioritize need to do over want to do at camp. I have so many things that I want to do, but I'm trying really hard to focus on what do I need to do and making sure I get that done first, and then I can work on things that maybe are on the want list. I'm also learning that busy season, I'm gonna put the air quotes out, busy season at camp, it is changing. What that means is changing. When we first came to camp, busy season was like mid-April to couples retreat. And then for the rest of the year, it was pretty quiet around camp. It was quiet. We had people in and out, but not a lot of activity. It is not that way anymore. We're going to have to come up with something other than busy season, because then it's just going to become busy year, which is awesome. It's very exciting to be a part of. So I'm learning that as the work increases, our opportunities to minister to others is increasing as well. How can you pray for us? For camp specifically, for spiritual refreshment and encouragement, for those coming to couples retreat. I know we saw a little slide about couples retreat coming up here just a few minutes ago, as well as there's an upcoming personal retreat, a family that's coming out for some refreshment. Also, we have a missionary family coming out soon that you all know, and they're gonna be staying at camp for a few days. So we're looking forward to ministering to them. Like Jess said, wisdom in the big decisions, wisdom for those who are making these big decisions for camp, these plans for us moving forward, for volunteers to come help, so that we can continue to be moving forward. And then some fruitful ministry. We have some upcoming teen camps and school camps for fruitful ministry to those kids as they come out and see God face to face. For our family, just helping us manage busyness and productivity with rest, and just giving us the opportunity for family connection. And then for spiritual growth, for Josh and I, and for our children, that we would all be seeking God personally, and that we would all be growing in our faith. For me, energy to finish the busy season, for opportunities for ministry, I brought up a homeschool mom, her name is Jess, she's a mom of five, And she's never been to a church before, and she has seen the news and is disturbed by it and is seeking truth and asking a lot of really good questions. And so another friend has been trying to answer those questions and has called me to come alongside and to help with this young mom. So I'm excited for that opportunity. And just for me, finally, I've got some doctor's appointments coming up, some health issues that have popped up, and if you could just pray for me personally with these doctor's appointments for good answers and a good treatment plan would be great. Thank you.
I guess that brings me. Tony gets really nervous speaking, so he asked us to kind of draw this out and not give him a lot of time to come up here and speak. So I actually do get nervous, which is weird because I know all of you and I think I play it off well. But for whatever reason, it's not my cup of tea, right? It's not what I am passionate about. But here I am nonetheless. So, Pastor gave us our three things, our current focus, what are we learning, and what are our prayer requests. And ironically, I feel like the current focus and what we're learning are going to be wrapped up into our prayer requests. At least for me, they are. They're going to be very redundant in that regard. But our current focus is to get through our fall retreats, all the rental groups, we've mentioned them. Northside's coming up, Men of Christian's coming up. Thankfully, with those groups, I don't have a ton of responsibility. Of course, I say that now, and I'm going to get called in. But as Melissa worded it, like, we're getting a busier season longer for camps, but then for projects as well. And you guys have heard a lot of this. But what I'm focusing on, I used to call them our spring projects. Like, what are we going to get done in the spring? And now there are fall, winter, spring projects because we're not stopping. As you know, we're getting the staff housing is underway. We went into there just yesterday even and ripped out some walls to see what we had to do, what we're getting into. The youth cabins are getting renovated. This starting as soon as we are done, probably, I don't know, November, right around there. We're going to start into the youth cabins and then we're going to be bouncing back and forth between. Likely we'll have to wait on permits and things for the youth cabins. The staff housing isn't quite as state-involved because that's considered residential. The other ones are not. They're considered commercial. And so we're going to be bouncing back and forth between those two. On top of that, the air conditioning in Ashbrook Hall this year, I think you can all that was there attest to how great that was. The heating aspect of that has still not been hooked up. And so that is something that that is still on the books. We are working on that diligently. We had Brian Anthony out yesterday helping us, and then we'll be organizing and getting some more help with that. But we're making progress. And then the kitchen appliances. I don't know if you guys, I think it was at least mentioned that we've got a donation for all new kitchen appliances, which has been awesome. We got the stove and the griddle hooked up already, and the fryer. And those were all easy because they were about the exact same blueprint as what was there. We had to reroute the gas a little bit, nothing too complicated. We are getting a new convection oven, which is called a combi, and it's a combination between, you know, heat, and then it brings in moisture. So you hook up water lines to it, and it actually will keep whatever you're cooking moist, which is awesome. The problem is, it's about 43 inches wide, and our widest door is about 36 inches wide, so... So we're going to have to take some dynamite to that and blow that up and then put in a new door. So that's going to be fun. We were kind of laughing. It was like, well, good problem to have, I guess. We're very thankful for that. We're somewhere in the midst of all this, we're going to try to finish Lakefront 4. That was the one lakefront that did not get renovated when the other ones did. Brian Whitney came from Greencastle, and he actually did the windows and the door on that one, which... that's the hardest part of that project. And we knew it was going to be because we had to widen those. It was the only one that had smaller windows, and it was just it's just a project. And so thankfully he was able to come and knock those out. And so then it's just going to be the flooring, it'll be the painting and new lighting and that kind of stuff. And so that's our current focus. And then just I would say then obviously that's the camp side of things, and then there's the family side of things that thankfully I have a wife that is a very good teacher. I don't have to, as the superintendent, monitor that very much. And I just have to come in and deal with some discipline here and there. But thankfully, even that is getting less and less. And so that would be my other focus. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't mention hunting season's right around the corner. So I'm really hoping I can get into a tree stand here and there amidst everything else. So what am I learning? I would say that it's a full reliance on Christ for energy, for patience, for, I would say, my mental well-being, for encouraging my wife, for encouraging my children. I can't do that myself. And I was just having a talk with Bella yesterday. Like, a lot of the advice that I give is because I've struggled with this in my life. And it's not coming from a place of I'm always right or I'm speaking down. No, it's coming from a place of, like, please don't do what I did. Don't fall down these traps, these pitfalls that will just engulf you. And whether that's pride, whether that's just I think it all comes back to pride, like, you know, and just the general I know better, or I'm above teaching, right? So I would say that I need a full reliance on Christ to do that, and I want my kids to see that. I want them to see that I'm not capable of doing it myself. I need Christ to help me do that. And I need good, godly men to help me do that. And I think that God has provided, especially in the co-op, some of the dads that are just good, godly men that come alongside me and say, you know, what are you struggling with? What are you doing? And I'm very thankful for that. And it very much gives me the strength and the energy to then pour back into my family, but then also pour into some of the young men that I am able to work with on a regular basis that come up to camp and help me, that come into any role at camp. I'm able to then say, you know, let me be an encouragement to you. How can I be an encouragement to you? And let's talk through this, or let's talk through that. And we're doing it while we're working. And so that comes back to working heartily unto the Lord. And so I need a full reliance on Christ. I need Christ to help us also execute our plans this fall, spring and winter, or winter and spring. And I need him to provide volunteers. They're not just helpful. At this point, they're necessary. And I'm going to go ahead and say we're desperate for them. To accomplish what we are trying to accomplish, it can't just be Isaac and I. It just can't. We have done a lot since I've been there, even and even before, of projects, I would say. But we are into the point now where God is providing all these funds, and we're relying on him for that. It would be foolish not to rely on him to provide people for that as well. And I know he's going to. Don't know how. But again, that comes back to the full reliance. Okay, Lord, we're just going to wait and see. And Isaac and I, we smirk all the time. We're like, okay, I'm nervous. I'm excitedly nervous, right? Like, it's like, I am cautiously optimistic. We're going to do this. I know we are. So again, the prayer request aspect of that is going to be the exact same thing. We need prayer requests for the retreats and the rental groups, that everything goes well there. I pray that there's no major repairs needed while they're here. It makes it a lot easier for me to get other things done when I don't have to go put out some fires, figurative fires, thankfully. And then the fall, winter, spring projects, pray that he provides the volunteers for those, and that we not just get it done, but they're done right and they're done well. We do need more funding for some of them, and some of the things are coming back and it's like, oh, we didn't know it was going to cost that much, or oh, we thought we'd be able to do that. We met with the electrician last Thursday, and thankfully their price was relatively reasonable, but we aren't allowed to do anything of the high voltage lines. Like, we can't dig the trench for them. We can't do anything they have to do at all. But these are answers that need, these are questions that need answered, right? We needed to get to this point. So I pray that we continue to get answers, even if they're not what we expect or what we want. At least we have answers and we can move forward with that. And then just praise the Lord with me for doing already so much more than we thought possible, I would say. If you'd have talked to me this time last year, right, we knew God was moving. We knew things were happening. I don't think any of us thought it'd be this fast. I think I could speak for everybody to say, whoa. And I'd say slow down, but I don't want that, right? We want to be where we are going. We want to get there. That Jess kind of mentioned the there's a part of you that wants to get there, right? That wants to already be there. But then there's a part of me that's like, no, I want to enjoy the process. I want to enjoy the struggle, if I may. I want to enjoy that, like, coming out of a hardship, because again, that brings you right back to relying on Christ, and that's what we're, you know, we have hardships, we have these trials and tribulations so that we can get closer to Christ. So thank you.
All right, as shy as I am, you have your Bibles. Real quick, turn to John 4. This morning in the morning service, I'm going to speak about the woman at the well. But I want to kind of wrap the things together that you've heard. By the way, 37 years ago, my wife, Lynn's with me today. Usually when I'm here, my wife's not with me. Now she's with me, so I have to behave. But best part of my life is my wife, my Savior. And I am so thankful. 37 years ago, we came up to Fayette Bible Church, and the first activity that we were responsible for is going to Camp Peniel. And as a Southern boy, as one of those that came up, I was ready to go, and I was loud. I know that's hard to believe, but I was loud, and I had people come up to folks and say, I remember this one lady came up to Pastor Kaufman and said, "He is just too loud." And that was Mrs. Gosman. And at that point, my goal was to get her to love me. And I would, every time I saw her, I would run up to her. And I would talk to her. And I would say, "You're wearing a hat. Why are you wearing a hat?" And she's going, "What?" But you know what? I grew on her. And I had a great friendship. But as we came, I was thinking to myself, how do we wrap this up? You know, nothing happens well unless things are happening behind the scenes, right? Unless things are happening behind the scenes that need to happen, nothing else goes well. And I think sometimes what you have heard this morning are things that happen behind the scenes so that we can do the main purpose of what Peniel Bible Camp is supposed to be. The mission of Peniel Bible Camp is to strengthen the local church's ministry of fellowship and discipleship by providing an environment that is conducive to encouraging the believer to be like Christ, evangelizing the lost to know Christ, edifying one another as we magnify Christ. That is the mission statement of Peniel Bible Camp. How do we do that? What you have heard is, you have heard, administration is changing. By the way, they are happy. I won't be a part of that. I drive Melissa crazy. Or I destroy the internet. I've done that a couple of times. Went down. But you know, you have to have that strong administrative direction. And as we have that strong administrative direction, that feeds into, now what do we do? Hands on the ground, right? Hands on the ground. When you come, you cannot see everything that goes on. I'm one that likes to be early at church. I'm one that likes to know what's happening. I want to make sure everything is set before the service. I like to go to church early so I can make sure. Why? Because it's a testimony. It's not just our testimony. It's the testimony of what the Lord Jesus Christ can do. So, as I say that, and you look at these dear servants that you have put in, Westerville Bible Church has been a huge, huge supporter, if not the biggest supporter, of Peniel Bible Camp. And you have had a part in seeing many, many people come to know Christ as their personal Savior. You've had a part of that. But can I tell you this? You also, those that go away and go, hey, it was good, but I had a man call me. They talked about the kitchen, and we needed funds for that. I had a man call me, and he was talking to me about what Peniel Bible Camp was, and he said, what do you need? And I said, well, we need more stuff for the kitchen. We need to replace that. He said, well, how much money do you need? Well, I'm one to ask that because I am not shy in saying this is how much we need. And I told him a number, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy, if he gives me 10 grand, I'll jump for joy. And I said, well, we really need this much. You need to really pray about this. We really need this much. This would help. This would get it started. He says, done. I'll have the check in the mail. You know what my first response is? I should ask for more. But you know, God knew, God understood, and God had a plan there. And that plan was very unique. This is what I want to take with that. I've had you turn to John chapter 4. But at the very end, verse 27, he says, at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet, no one said. Listen to this, no one said. So here, and we're going to go over this in the morning service, but Noah, here he comes, his disciples back, and they see him doing the same. They don't understand, right? How many of you are comfortable with things you don't understand? Well, none of us are comfortable with things we don't understand, or don't know, or don't have. But they thought to themselves, no one said, what do you seek? Why are you talking with her? They never asked. This morning you've asked, right? As you've had this missions conference and you're looking at missions, what do we seek to do? Why are we at Camp Peniel? Why are you spending so much time and money in this ministry to help Peniel Bible Camp? Why? What are we seeking to do? By the way, Josh mentioned we're going to be year-round. It's not going to be just summer anymore. It's going to be year-round. You know why? Because we want to serve the local church. Not just the children of the church. We want to serve the local church. And part of that very quickly is this, encouraging you to go and be encouraged in the Word of God. Go and be encouraged by the fellowship that we can have. But can I tell you this? We also need to evangelize. We need to seek and save those which are lost. And in churches today, it's good to come and it's good to hear Bible lessons. But are we reaching the lost for Christ? Are we giving that testimony to these kids that are coming? And the adults that are coming and giving them biblical principle? That's why it's important to have a godly staff. And staff that points to Jesus Christ more than they point to themselves. I got 2 minutes. He says this, but edify one another. Move that up. He says, what do you seek? Why are you talking with her? Why did the disciples say, why are you talking with her? What are you doing? What business have you? The Jews hated the Samaritans. Okay? They were different. And we're going to talk about that morning in the service. But he says, why are you doing this? That we're not comfortable with this. Folks, there are things in our life we're not comfortable with because we do not know. We do not know what God has in store. And what I have seen in the last few months is God has something more in store than we can ever think or imagine. As you see those buildings going up down the gravel path, and you're looking at them setting buildings, and you look at air conditioning going in, and you look at different things happening. We don't understand, but God is moving. And because he's moving because he knows we need this. We need what God is going to do, and I want to be a part of that. And I want you to be a part of that. The next verse says this, the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said unto the men, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? We're living in a world today that some people are saying, what's happening? Is Christ going to be manifested here in this ministry with these people? Where can we show or manifest Jesus Christ? in our church? Absolutely. First and foremost, support the local church. Personally, we are to manifest Jesus Christ. The tool that we do have is Panal Bible Camp. And it needs to be year-round because we have needs year-round. May God help us to do that year-round. Let's pray, ask the Lord to bless. Father, we come before you thanking you for this staff. I thank you for not only the McFarlands, and Lord, I thank you for Isaac and Kim and the family and others that are working now at camp. Lord, I thank you for our board. Lord, I pray that you would engulf them and with your presence and also with wisdom. Lord, we're walking in places that we've never been. And yet, as Peter was able to walk on the water because he just fixed his eyes on you, may we fix our eyes on you and may we do the impossible through your power and through your strength. And may we see the advantages of seeing lost souls saved and saints encouraged in the truth. And Lord, may we work to that end. May we honor thee to that end. And may we give of ourselves to this plan and this purpose that you would have for your church. We ask all this in your name. Amen.